And now we have an update on Hurricane Wilma. It's striking the Mexican resort of Cozumel this morning, and tourists at Cancun are also bracing for the full effects. Wilma has winds recorded this morning at about the same speeds as Hurricane Katrina when it struck the Gulf Coast. In southwest Florida, people are preparing for Wilma's arrival, possibly on Monday afternoon. That's the latest word from forecasters. Floridians have already dealt with 5 major storms since last year. One of those hurricanes, Charley, wrecked the small town of Punta Gorda. Many people spent months repairing damage, and others were left homeless, and now they're facing it all over again. From member station WGCU in Fort Myers, Valerie Elka reports.
Last August, Hurricane Charley damaged Deb and Rick Highsmith's roof and ripped off their porch. They live on a canal just off Charlotte Harbor. Their stilt house is elevated 12 feet above the ground. Even so, Hurricane Wilma has Deb Highsmith worried.
And our plan is to leave here as soon as we finish putting up the hurricane shutters. We're pretty prepared. We just have a few hours worth of work, and gas tanks are full, and we're headed north.
The Highsmiths are loading up their travel trailer with supplies and, along with their cat and dog, heading for a campground somewhere in North Florida.
We're not taking any chances, and we don't have to, so it just costs us a little extra money for a few extra nights away, and it's worth it.
A few miles away, in downtown Punta Gorda, there's a row of vehicles lined up at the Home Depot to pick up plywood. Bill Beck works for a company that does restorations, but not today.
We've shut down all our jobs. We're doing all the board ups now, and we're working both sides of the coast right now. We got crews heading over to the other coast now to do board ups, and right now materials are in, pretty good supply, so we haven't run into any issues with that.
Beck was tying down sheets of plywood in the back of his pickup truck. He says he'll be back for more later. Public supermarket is right next door. Barbara Kerbin is an elderly woman who lives at a mobile home park. She's wheeling a shopping cart full of bottled water.
Yes, I was here for all of them last year. So, and if they say evacuate, I'm leaving. Otherwise, I'll just hang out. I have my storm shutters up, and I'm all ready. So, ready to go, and hope everybody stays safe.
Inside Publix, business is brisk. Shoppers are filling their carts with hurricane staples. Store manager Stephen Wild says they're stocking up on what's become all the usual stuff.
Mostly canned goods, non-perishable items, and just people stocking up either for their homes or to take it, to move out of the area. Between yesterday and today, we've seen a huge increase in water demand.
Out by Interstate 75, on the east side of town, sits the mobile home community known as FEMA Village. Last year, FEMA put in more than 500 mobile homes to house families made homeless by Hurricane Charley. 1,200 people still live there. Living in a mobile home with another hurricane lurking has made some FEMA Village residents, like Debbie Vischer, very anxious.
Terrified. Terrified. Nobody can imagine what it's like. Oh, my gosh. My nerves are shot. It is. I don't want to leave my things. And then you want to take everything with you, and you don't know what to take, but you can't. Like I said, you just got to find shelter and get safe.
Vischer, like many people in southwest Florida, has a plan. If and when there's an evacuation, she'll go to relatives in nearby Port Charlotte. Meanwhile, she's monitoring the storm, hoping for the best. For NPR News, I'm Valerie Alker in Fort Myers.